Good morning, and thanks so much for the opportunity to talk with you a little bit about the HIV response in Tanzania. I will not be talking about solid organ transplantation, as you can imagine. What I do want to do is to paint a bit of a picture of the HIV epidemiology and some key outcomes in HIV and the work that we've done through PEPFAR as CDC in Tanzania to give you a sense of what this actually looks like. CDC Tanzania is staffed by a combination of American and Tanzanian staff. And one of the things that I think has been incredibly important in this particular office is a stage that was set by the leadership in Tanzania, really, I think, from the beginning, to make sure that we were promoting Tanzanian leadership. At this point, we have among five programmatic branches, four Tanzanian branch chiefs. Our associate director of programs is Tanzanian, and we're well on the way to having basically all of our program led by Tanzanians, which is really, really important for the sustainability of the work that we're doing in the country. As you can see here, Tanzania is home to about 4% of all people living with HIV, and within sub-Saharan Africa represents about 6% of people living with HIV. We're also home to 3% of the world's new HIV infections, but fortunately, you can see down on the figure on the bottom right, that we have experienced a dramatic decline or decrease in the number of new infections between 2005 and 2013. Now, these, of course, are based on modeling data, but they're the best data that we have. Tanzania is, unfortunately, also the second home to the second highest number of new pediatric HIV infections, you can see on the top left, following Nigeria, which is, of course, a much larger country, and has experienced a moderate reduction in comparison to other countries, the figure on the bottom right, in terms of new pediatric HIV cases. This is a picture of the same child just months after starting antiretroviral therapy. It's critically, critically important throughout the PEPFAR countries and really all countries where people are living with HIV that we identify these children and successfully link them into care and treatment and then retain them throughout their lifespan so that they don't die of HIV. The work that we do in PEPFAR, whether it's through CDC, USAID, the Department of Defense, could not be done without the incredible collaborations that we have with our implementing partners. Here you can see an example of a facility that was built by the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation using PEPFAR and CDC resources. We've managed to build quite a number of new health service facilities. You can see here HIV care and treatment facilities, TB facilities, very, very importantly, laboratories, L&D wards. We have helped the government to establish its National Blood Transfusion Center and built six zonal blood centers. And then really, really importantly, the health training institutes. What we've done in Tanzania is not to build new health training institutes, but to increase the capacity of the existing institutes by adding dormitories, classrooms, learning laboratories. And as a result of this work, we'll see the production of about 1,000 new healthcare workers a year starting next year. Because human resources for health are really almost always one of the limiting factors in terms of service delivery in developing countries, this has been a tremendous effort, which I must say has also been a collaborative work with the other PEPFAR agencies like USAID. A lot of the facilities that we've been able to either build or help to renovate look really nice, like this one. You can have private space to interact with clients. But we're still, of course, working in the most basic of health delivery facilities like this one, and even more basic like these. This is really what the vast majority of healthcare facilities look like in a country like Tanzania. One of the things that has been interesting for us in PEPFAR over this last couple of years has been the pivot in PEPFAR to focusing on supporting the government to deliver services throughout the entire health system, regardless of the epidemiology and regardless of the volume of the site, to trying to focus in the highest prevalence, highest burden areas, and the higher volume sites. It's actually a little bit of a misnomer. It's not really higher volume sites. It's really just not focusing where there aren't patients, so that we can concentrate our resources to make the biggest impact. And it is actually a health equity approach. A lot of what we focus on through CDC in Tanzania is supporting the national government in translating normative guidance from WHO into country-specific guidelines, and then making sure that those guidelines from the national level get translated down to the regional level, the district level, and finally adopted at the facility level. Now that requires a lot of work, including translation, the development of job aids, and then very, very importantly, if you go back to the discussion about the health training institutes, we have to develop curricula based on these new guidelines so that both the healthcare workers and other providers who are working in the existing system know how to now deliver these new services or refined services, and the health workers and other staff that are coming through the training institutes are also well trained on this ever-evolving set of guidelines. In a country like Tanzania, guidelines really, really, really matter. No matter what you want to do, if it's not in the guidelines, it's not going to happen. It took me a while to understand and realize why we were investing so much in revising guidelines, but I get it now. And I wanted to show you, in particular, the guidelines on the left, because I think this has been a major achievement for the Tanzania PEPFAR program, that we have been able to work with government and other stakeholders to develop guidelines that address key populations in Tanzania. Even in a generalized epidemic like you see in Tanzania, we have very, very high prevalence, much higher than the overall prevalence in key populations like men who have sex with men in the upper left, and people who inject drugs on the bottom right, and of course, commercial sex workers. This is in comparison to an overall prevalence in the population of about 5%. A lot of what we do to help strengthen systems and hopefully create more resilient systems that are able to cope with unexpected events like cholera and Ebola, some things we should be able to predict, are very mundane. Things like helping service providers and health facilities understand the importance of keeping medical records that are accessible and organized in such a way that makes sense. So this is a picture of a success. The picture on the left is not atypical. On the right is really a gold standard. Not only are they organized, but they're also labeled so we can find those lost to follow-up patients. We know who's died. Part of what we've been doing in PEPFAR across all of the different agencies is a very important initiative that's currently called SIMS, we also like acronyms, which is a site improvement monitoring system. It's getting people from the different PEPFAR implementing agencies like CDC, USAID, Department of Defense, and Peace Corps out into the field more and doing sort of a rapid assessment to help us understand where we need to focus to improve service delivery quality. CDC Tanzania has focused a lot of our efforts on strengthening laboratory infrastructure, technical capacity, and quality. One of the things that's incredibly important in PEPFAR is making sure that HIV rapid test quality is really, really good. Because we're at this stage now where we're putting almost everybody who tests HIV positive on antiretroviral therapy, including pregnant and lactating women, as we've been doing over the last few years. So if you're giving somebody incorrect test result, particularly a positive result, and starting them, you're committing them to antiretroviral therapy for life. So this has been a major focus for our office. Now, typical labs don't look anything like the one on that slide I just showed you, and almost no laboratories have culture facilities like you see in, or capabilities in the refrigerator on the left. They look much more like that picture on the right. Despite that, we have seen great successes in accreditation to international standards in the national lab, several regional labs, and accreditation to national standards in a number of the lower level laboratories. Most labs, frankly, look like this. They're behind a sheet, maybe they're just a bench, and the only thing that's happening there is HIV antibody testing. Critically, critically important. Without that capacity, that woman and her child would not know their HIV status. Also, in collaboration with USAID, with the Global Fund in particular, we focus a lot on ensuring that the commodity forecasting system is intact and that commodities are available at the site level. This is not an easy task, and we are not always successful. This is a well-stocked pharmacy. Many of the pharmacies and the facilities that provide PEPFAR services are simply a shelf in a room that also serves as the medical records room, the data management room where people are weighed, even just a file cabinet drawer. So what have we achieved with these different efforts? You can see that 5% of the total people living with HIV receiving ART are in Tanzania. That compares to about the similar proportion of the total number of people living with HIV who are in Tanzania. And then on the right, you can see this sort of scorecard that shows where Tanzania falls relative to other countries. And I'd say we're about mid-range in terms of how well we're performing getting adults on antiretroviral therapy. We've been quite successful, actually, with getting pregnant women tested and on antiretroviral therapy. And you can see that overall, we sit in the more well-performing group of countries in terms of overall adult ART coverage. Although we certainly have a long way to go when the benchmark is only greater than or equal to 40% of eligible individuals. Everything that we do, absolutely everything, depends on strengthening and increasing the number of service providers who are trained and supervised and mentored and supported. We can't just train them, send them out there, and expect them to be able to do this job, this ever-evolving job that really a lot of times only we at the national level really understand is evolving. Sometimes the work that we do brings us all the way across the country, from Dar es Salaam to the border of Burundi, to do something as simple as handing over cooking pots for a kitchen, bunk beds for a dormitory, and desks and chairs for a classroom. But it's only by doing that kind of work that we're able to train the next generation of healthcare providers, and importantly, the healthcare providers who will stay in that community. This is a group of nursing students, and they were thrilled to receive those devices that would enable that nursing school to produce that many more nurses. Sorry, that one's a little bit hard to see, but this is what every single wall and every single health facility looks like in Tanzania. This is truly the public health approach to saving lives. It's an algorithm. If this, then this. If this, then this. And the algorithm only has two or three different decision points on it. But it works. We focus a lot at CDC Tanzania on trying to help ourselves and our colleagues, again, from the national level on down to the regional and district level, and very, very importantly, the facility level, to actually look at our data and to think about the implications of our data. I can't tell you how thrilled I was when I saw that picture on the right up on a wall, where people were actually thinking about what do these data mean and how do we intervene to improve the outcomes here. So what has all of this done for us in Tanzania, the entire national AIDS response? 5% of the world's AIDS deaths are still in Tanzania, and 7% of the deaths in sub-Saharan Africa. So we still have a lot of people dying from AIDS. However, the good news is that the mortality has been decreasing dramatically. You can see a 44% decrease between 2005 and 2013. So this is really work in the trenches. We get stuck a lot, and we dig ourselves out. We get really tired. But if you look at the overall AIDS response, and CDC Tanzania is one part of that, it's one part of the larger PEPFAR program, which is also works in synergy with the Global Fund and other bilateral and multilateral partners, between all of us, every life we've saved, every new infection we've averted, every person who's been provided with ART, and now the focus is on making sure they stay on ART, their viral load is suppressed, and they're not transmitting HIV onward, is well worth it. So I just wanted to thank everybody currently and in the past at CDC Tanzania, our implementing partners, the Ministry of Health and Government of Tanzania, and our other USG partner agencies in PEPFAR for the opportunity to show you a little bit about what we're doing. Thanks so much.